found your home for real sports talk for real sports fans. 1700 KBGG.
Hey, everybody. Hello to you on a freezing, snowy day in the capital city. Jim and Trent, and we are here all the way until 6 o'clock tonight. You can always join us on the program at 264-1700. Again, that's 264-1700. Terrific show coming up. Tom Cakert, Hawkeye Report. He is back from the frozen tundra of New York City, and he will join us roughly at about 4:20. Ken Silverstein, Big Ten Conference Insider, coming up at about 5:15, and Derek Peck from Hawkeye Heaven at about 5:40. Once again, we will go through the Hawks snapping that five-game bowl losing streak. Trent, how you doing, pal?
Not too bad. How about yourself, Cyclone Jimmy?
Oh, stop. Just stop with that. Just stop. Come on. I handed out all the accolades that I could hand out yesterday on Twitter for Iowa's win. Come on. You saw them. Yes, I did.
I did. My theory of you being a closet Cyclone fan, I think it comes out more and more every single week. I can see it in your tweets. I can see it in your conversation. Cyclone boy up there wearing your cardinal and gold. I know how you work, Jimmy B. I know all about you. You try to play it down the middle. I know better than that.
Oh, stop now. Look, that was a second half for the ages. It really was. Under the conditions that both teams had to play in, Trent, I was amazed that the way that Iowa was able to maintain. Look, at halftime, they looked like the same old vagabond team of the previous five bowl games where you thought they were going to get run off the field again. But it didn't happen. And from that standpoint, you really got to give it up to the players who dug deep in adverse conditions, although Boston College is playing in the same conditions. But it was one of those things where it's pretty nice not just to snap the five-game streak of bowl losses, but to send the seniors out with a victory, don't you think?
Well, the narrative is now gone. You know, you don't have to answer those questions next season, whatever bowl game that they get to. You know, you don't have to worry about those questions that are going to be out there. That is a narrative that's passed. So I guess a sense of relief, a weight off the shoulders, and I think it probably actually has more to do with the coaching staff than it does even the players in that sense. But you always want to send your seniors out on top, and it was such a great senior class. Josie Jewell will go down as an all-timer. Akam Wadley, you know, the numbers that he put up and playing close to home and having his daughter be able to be in attendance, a great story certainly there with that one. But, it didn't matter who it came against. It didn't matter the bowl destination. They just needed this victory, the program, to get rid of that narrative and now possibly take another step forward. They've very accomplished over the last 3 years and what this program has been able to do, but now can they ascend up again? Is it time for that another cycle forward to winning a division title, getting to Indianapolis, finally getting past Wisconsin? And I feel that this team is set up to do that. I think the young talent that is in there, the way that the staff that has almost completely turned over now, the coaching staff, has been able to recruit, identify a talent, the kind of guys that work there, and you just look at, you can look at the recruiting rankings, but more importantly, the guys that they have brought in to fit what Iowa wants to do. I think they're on ready for an uptick here, and maybe as early as 2018, because the schedule sets up very nicely for them.
I agree with you 100%. They catch a lucky break again with the schedule, but that's what happens when you have that many teams now in your conference. Things kind of rotate around a little bit. Look, I just thought that it was a great way for the Hawks to finish off the season, and I really felt that the conditions made the game that much more interesting. And it was we always love snow games. We love that Buffalo game with the snow coming down. You couldn't take your eyes off of it in the NFL a few weeks back. This game was totally different because of the frozen field. So you had to watch the way both teams made their adjustments at halftime. And Iowa's adjustments, surprisingly, were very good. And I believe that those adjustments at halftime is really what turned the tide. Look, Boston College made mistakes. Iowa State capitalized on those errors. And that's what you have to do to win a bowl game. And Iowa did. So I tip my hat to the Hawkeyes.
Well, and the adjustments that were made at the half. You mentioned the ineptitude of the offense. They get the interception right away. Can't do anything with it. And you do wonder, you know, if it was something where they had some scripted plays when they got the ball for the first time. They're going shotgun right away. They're going away from tendency. They throw the pass into the end zone to Sean Beyer, a guy that hadn't even been targeted before by a pass this season. If they, you know, went out there expecting to get the football, you know, somewhere between the 20s, and instead you're at the 5-yard, like, you got to adjust a little bit, and there was some frustration there. Offense didn't do a whole lot, but they went in the second half. They did like they did against Nebraska. Offensively, they went away from the zone blocking scheme more, went with more of a straight-up gap blocking scheme, hat on hat, guy in front of you, open up a hole, a lot more power, a lot more fullback. You saw two and three tight end sets. They went to their strength. They went back to it, and they found something that worked. But maybe more importantly, it's easy to look at offense, Jimmy B, and we love talking about offense because it's a lot more fun to talk about. I get that. But
yeah.
What they did on the other side and the adjustments that were made by Phil Parker, A.J. Dillon was having his way. And Boston College throughout the first half, they were moving the football up and down the field, basically doing whatever they wanted. Iowa jumped back, though, made the adjustments necessary. They held Boston College just three first downs in the second half. And I think more than anything, that shows you, A, what a great, great defensive coordinator Phil Parker is. But these guys willing to adapt. And that's something maybe that's changed from in the past with Kirk Ferentz. We see this more and more. He's more willing to let his coordinators, to let his staff make in-game adjustments. And I think another thing to be excited about, the future, is his ability to do that and let his guys do that.
I'm with you on that, and he's going to have to acquiesce a little bit and let that take place. Look, the Hawks get Boston College, a team that looks pretty much like what Iowa looks like, power running game. And not that they can really scare you with great speed. They had lots of players that didn't play due to injuries, similar to what Iowa had as well. So on paper, this was a matchup on matchup. In other words, they were evenly matched teams, and Iowa persevered better in the second half. Their defense was better and was able to contain Boston College running game with Dillon. And that brought them the victory. So, like I say, Trent, a tip of the cap. Snap the 5-game losing streak. Don't get blown out. In other words, you get a W, and you're absolutely right. Now you don't have to talk about it, and everybody feels good with an 8-5 record.
That is a good thing, and certainly going forward for this program. When you look big picture, Jimmy B, do you see what I do, a possibility of an upturn here? Or is it going to be the ho-hum 7-5, 8-4 kind of thing? Do you see another step forward in the next year or two?
I hope that you're correct on that. I really do. They need speed at wide receiver, something they don't have. And they need a guy that, you know, scares people. In other words, they got to find a guy who will scare people to death and demands a double team. Iowa doesn't have that right now in their wide receiver core.
Could Amir Smith-Marset get there, though? I thought he showed a lot of promise.
I think he does show promise. That will have to translate next year. And if he does, maybe he does indeed then become that scary wide receiver. But, you know, you have to hope that it's going to, you know, transfer like what you said. He shows the promise. Okay, wait and see. See if indeed he is that guy. But to me, that's been one of their fatal flaws, is that they didn't have anybody who could scare the dickens out of a secondary, and that would really open up your running game. You know, you take a deep shot here and there, and there's really nobody to throw to. So from that standpoint, you have to hope that he is the guy, or they have a guy coming in that might translate into being that guy, Trent.
Well, and the other guy that I think could turn into that, he's not a wide receiver, but Noah Font. The season that he put together, double-digit touchdowns
year.
This year, he was huge for this team. And now, remember, he's just a true sophomore. This is still a young player out there. Now a whole offseason to develop with the quarterback. We know who the guy is going to be in 2018. And Nate Stanley, I think that's also another guy that can be a big play guy. Not just a guy that's going to blow the top off, that's Smith Marset, but a guy that can make all the plays out there, great speed as a tight end, and an improved blocker as the season went on. And that's the next step for him, being a complete tight end going into next season. We know the pass blocking ability, that is going to come for him, and if it develops in a big way, he becomes a complete player. Him, Hockenson, they got all kinds of weapons out there. And
they do.
It's not going to be 3-4 wide. It's not going to be that. It's going to be Iowa football, but the pieces look to be in place to make a step forward. And now, defensively, you got to find some linebackers, and that's the big question mark over on that side.
I'm with you, and those are the holes that will needed to be filled for next season. And look, this is a team, and I hope that they're not the team that we saw this past season, where they played two terrific games and then everything else was, well, I'm going to say three terrific games, because they did play Penn State very tough, ended up losing on the last play. So they played three terrific games, winning on the road at Iowa State, clobbering Ohio State at home, and then that loss on the last play to the Nittany Lions. They have to be more consistent, Trent. And you can't go on the road and play like you've never seen a football field before. And unfortunately, they had a couple of those games this past season.
They did, yeah. The two games, especially Michigan State and Northwestern, two games that felt very winnable and never could get the offense on track. And that'll be the next step forward, and I think you'll see some growth out of Brian Ferentz as a coordinator, you know, taking the things that he learned this season going forward, and I believe some upside going forward with this Hawkeye football program. One other note, it came out right as we were taking the air yesterday. On the basketball side of things, Connor McCaffrey, tonsillectomy, and you'd have to figure, well, we got Tom Caker coming up here next. We'll ask Tom about that, but you got to assume that they're just going to shut this thing down. Never could get it going with the mono. Had the sprayed ankle before that, then mono, now a tonsillectomy. Probably just time to shut it down for Connor McCaffrey.
Man, I tell you, I can identify with what he's going through. What is he, 18, 19? I was 21 when I got my tonsils out, and I had some of the same issues that he had. You just never felt great because your tonsils were infected and your body was fighting it all the time. That's probably why he got mono. It was a combination of that and probably kissing somebody. So from that standpoint, I'm glad that he got him out. It's going to be a rough week or two for him, because I remember it like it was yesterday. Your throat feels like you swallowed razor blades. You can only suck on ice, popsicles, and maybe a little ice cream for at least the first week before you can even think about eating any food to pass it over where that surgery was done. So this will be difficult for him. Look, Fran McCaffrey said yesterday that, you know, that redshirt thing probably will take place. That wouldn't shock me now, Trent.
No doubt about it. We'll come back. Tom Caker from HawkeyeReport.com. He'll join us. More Hawk Talk as we take you up until 6 o'clock here this evening. Don't worry, Cyclone fans, we got you covered as well. We'll take a look at the Liberty Bowl coming up here at about 4:40. But it's Hawk Talk next with Tom Caker here on 1700 KBGG.
1700 KBGG brings you Westwood One coverage of the NFL all season long through the Super Bowl.
Washer Systems of Iowa, blasting grime and saving you time. At Washer Systems of Iowa, we have an experienced factory-trained service department and will work on any American-made pressure washer. Washer Systems of Iowa, featuring Mighty M industrial pressure washers. Mighty M, built in Iowa, number one in Iowa. And the presenting sponsor for you and I, head coach Ben Jacobson, each Monday on 1700. Washer Systems of Iowa. Visit their showroom at 6050 Northeast 14th Street in Des Moines. We're online, washersystems.com.
Villaggio Italian Restaurant brings real homemade Italian to you. Fantastic food, great service, and an elegant vibe that feels like home. All your favorites from the original in Norwalk, and an expanded menu with the newest location on 100th Street in Urbandale. Plus, one of the best happy hours in the metro from 3 to 6 each weekday. When you're thinking Italian, make it Villaggio. Pizza, pasta, sandwiches, and more. Two locations, Sunset Drive in Norwalk and 100th Street in Urbandale. Villaggio Italian Restaurant.
Sponsored by KFC. KFC's signature pot pie is filled with delicious Kentucky Fried Chicken and veggies and topped with a golden flaky crust. All for just $3.99. KFC, it's finger-licking good.
This is Trent Condon from 1700 KBGG. If you text and drive, you're just as dangerous as someone who is drunk at twice the legal limit. Make zero fatalities your goal and focus on the road. The Rookie is Central Iowa's leader in sports cards, collectibles, supplies, and memorabilia. The Rookie has a large selection of vintage and modern-day sports cards from brands such as Topps, Upper Deck, and Panini. Whether you're starting a new collection or building your own, The Rookie has all your needs from football, basketball, baseball, hockey, UFC, and more. It's time to collect. Stop by The Rookie, 9992 Swanson Boulevard, right across from the Willis Auto Campus, and online at therookiesportscards.com.
Kate here with Food Dudes Delivery. Are you tired of the same old delivery options? Well, Food Dudes Delivery can solve that problem for you. We deliver for restaurants that don't do delivery. Order through us at fooddudesdelivery.com. Food Dudes Delivery offers commercial and residential delivery service along with the option to pre-order. Our delivery rate is always a flat fee, so whether you're ordering $15 for yourself or $300 for a party, it's going to be the same flat fee. We deliver all throughout the metro area, always keeping your food hot and fresh. Food Dudes Delivery has a vast range of food options for you to choose from. So place your order for lunch today, dinner tonight, or your office tomorrow at fooddudesdelivery.com.
Since 1993, Wolf Construction has been Des Moines' choice for residential and commercial roofing. From complete re-roofing to small leaks, call Wolf Construction at 225-8866 for your roofing needs. Call 225-8866 to set up your roofing consultation or online at wolfconstruction.net. That's wolfconstruction.net for Wolf Construction. A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau. wolfconstruction.net.
Hey guys, Trent Condon here from 1700. You've been hearing me for a couple of months talk about New Leaf Wellness. I'm on a couple of programs helping me lose weight, and it has worked outstanding for me. The two treatment programs that I'm on right now, the GAC and the MIC, helping me with my energy levels, weight loss, increasing muscle tone. It's worked wonderfully for me. New Leaf Wellness has a lot of different programs they can help with guys out there. Low testosterone, maybe you're battling migraines, looking to lose weight, or maybe you just hit a plateau in your workout system. New Leaf Wellness can help you like they've helped me. What I want you to do, give them a call today, 515-650-1358. That's 650-1358. Give them a call. Let's feel better together. New year right around the corner. It's New Leaf Wellness, 650-1358.
Real sports talk for real sports fans. It's Jimmy B and TC. Here's Jim and Trent.
All right, everybody, welcome back on a cold day in the capital city. We say hello to you and to Tom Cakert. Got to find out from Tom if he's thawed out after being on the frozen tundra in New York City for the big Pinstripe Bowl yesterday. He comes to us right here on the Big Talker 1700. Hello, Tom. How are you, pal?
I'm thawed out, Jim. I'm thawed out. Although it's really cold in Iowa, too. So, yeah, we've still got... I need to get somewhere warm.
Warm is good.
Well, yes, warm is good. You got that right. Tom, just your overall thoughts of, A, the setup in Yankee Stadium and the field conditions, which both teams had to play under, and then, B, your overall caption of the game itself.
You know, it is really cool being there. I got to say that. Just being in Yankee Stadium, I'm a huge baseball fan, so it's just, you know, I love being there. They have Monument Park kind of opened up, so you could go walk out there and see that. And it's just, it's a neat setup. I didn't go down the field, so I don't know what that was like. They would not allow us down on the field, so I couldn't tell you how, if it was as slick as it appeared to be, but yeah, just talking to some of the players. In fact, when I was flying back today, one of the Iowa players was on my flight from New York to Chicago. And, I said, was it as slick out there as it looked? And he goes, oh yeah, it was like a skating rink. So, It was tough field conditions, but you know, Iowa has got to be very happy just simply because the bowl losing streak is in the rearview mirror. Because it would have been Trent will agree with me on this one. It would have been a long 8 months if Iowa would have got pants in another bowl game.
Yes, yeah. Especially against an opponent like Boston College, not the same name recognition. It would have been a tough one. So at least for us, it provides a little bit, and we can move past the narrative. Iowa can't win a bowl game, on and on and on. We're past that, but still, we've been talking a little bit about the future. You know a lot about recruiting, the way that this program's been developed now, the new coaching staff in place for a couple of seasons. Do you see a big uptick happening? Do you see, at the very least, an appearance in Indianapolis over the next couple of seasons?
Potentially. You know, a lot of it depends on the rest of the league. I'll tell you what, the schedule next year really does set up pretty well for Iowa. Mm-hmm. In terms of, you know, who's coming to Kinnick and the road games, it's not what I would call taxing. I think, you know, and Brian Ferentz said this in his press conference when he met with us, a week or two ago. Wisconsin is a measuring stick in the West. They just are. That's who everybody's playing to be and playing to beat. And they're the bully in the schoolyard right now that everybody's got to get past in the West. And I think that's it for Iowa. I don't know that you can look at Northwestern, or I don't think Scott Frost is going to. I know Nebraska fans believe he's going to come in there and walk on water, but I just don't. I don't see that being a quick fix. And so there. I just think Purdue might be the biggest threat right now, the way Jeff Brom's got things going. I think Iowa's got a great shot. They've got a quarterback coming back. I like Ivor Kelly Martin and Torn Young running the ball. They've got to develop their wide receivers, but you got to love having Noah Fant back and T.J. Hockenson, and they got to figure out who's going to be linebackers. But I think this next group might be more like the humble Klinkenborg kind of linebackers, at least early on. But Phil Parker's always been able to put together something on the defensive end. So I think they'll be okay there, even if they lose Josh Jackson. I am a little concerned about the offensive line. If James Daniels leaves, as I think he's going to, and go to the NFL draft, that's, a bigger hole to fill, because I don't know if there's a natural guy there. You know, I think maybe Cole Banwart might be the guy, but he's banged up right now, so we don't know what he would look like in game situation.
Tom Cakert is our guest, HawkeyeReport.com. Tom, at the game for the pinstripe victory by Iowa. Tom, what was the talk afterwards, at least from some players and the coaching staff, about snapping that 5-bowl game losing streak and also sending the seniors out with a W?
We know that Kirk gets emotional sometimes. I haven't seen him that emotional in a while. He gets choked up after a big win, and like the Michigan game a couple of years ago, and he gets choked up. But he got choked up when he talked about the seniors. He got choked up when he talked about tying Coach Fry for the wins at 143. I think this was pretty emotional for Kirk. And I think that bowl streak was really hanging on him more than just about anybody else. Seniors were just happy they went out the way they wanted to go out, because, Josie and, I was talking to Drake Kulik a little bit. He was just like, yeah, we got it. We got the win, and that's what we came here for. That's what the seniors wanted to do. And Backlund was the same way. So, those guys got the job done, and good for them, because a guy like Josie deserves to go out win for as much as he's meant to the program the last 3 years.
So Kirk Ferentz, with that win, tying Hayden Fry in the all-time wins list for Iowa, he doesn't have the same gunslinger, the aviators, the white polyester pants. He just doesn't have that same persona. Will he ever surpass? What would it take for him to surpass for many Hawkeye fans as the best coach, at least in recent Hawkeye history?
Win a Rose Bowl.
Okay.
I think that win a Big Ten championship and a Rose Bowl. I think that would do it. I really do. And will he do that when what's left? I think if here's my walk-off for Kirk Ferentz. In the next couple of years, he has another one of those magical seasons where they, you know, play for a Big Ten title and end up in a Rose Bowl game and they win. I could see Kirk just walking away at that point. Just, you know what, it's as good as it gets, and I'm getting out of here. But I think that's kind of where there's a certain segment of fans, and, you know, I know a lot of them that are like this because of what coach, and they're older guys like myself that at least recognized what Iowa football looked like before Hayden Fry, and it was not good. And what Hayden did changed everything. He made Kirk Ferentz possible. He made what Kirk's done possible because Iowa was terrible before that. So in a lot of folks' eyes, Hayden's never going to get surpassed. And that's completely fair because Hayden did pulled off a miracle at Iowa.
Tom, I'm real curious because Hayden Fry never had the deal in the way that social media is today. And you know as well as I do, all you have to go is go to HawkeyeReport.com and the message boards. And they all wanted to fire everybody after that first half. And it's the worst Iowa team of all time. And then in the second half and they win, everything is fun and games. And well, we're all chums now. Do you think that the social media aspect, because people can say the rudest, crudest things through social media and not be identified, would that be the downfall where he would not maybe surpass Hayden Fry?
Maybe. You know, one of my fascinating things that I would have loved to have seen is a world in which Hayden Fry dealt with social media. Because it would have been fascinating because Hayden would have not taken well to it. You know, he used to go off on columnists and sports writers just about every week about something that they wrote or said, and he'd take them to task in his press conferences and you know, rip on Ron Malley or Jim Ecker or different guys over the years for things that they wrote. I can just imagine what he'd be like on social media. You tweeted this, and it would have been funny. Kirk just doesn't care about the social media stuff. It's just not in his, he doesn't operate in that world at all. He doesn't.
Tom Kaker, HawkeyeReport.com. Last thing here for you, Tom, over to a little basketball. The news, Connor McCaffrey, tonsillectomy, his 2017-18 season, it's over, right?
I would think so. We just talked to Fran a little bit ago on a teleconference, and I'd be really surprised if Connor comes out and plays. I think the only scenario where that happens is, A, Connor gets completely healthy, and B, Iowa makes some sort of push, a miracle push, to get into the NCAA tournament and, you know, goes on some ridiculous run. Then I could see maybe they think about it. But he qualifies. The compliance office said he qualifies with the 30% rule. And also he qualified medically because of, you know, he had the sprained ankle. He had the mono, and he's had the tonsillitis. He's had strep. I mean, he's just had a number of things going on. So I think probably the medical thing, and also he probably with the medical thing, he wouldn't go play baseball either, because I think that would disqualify him. You couldn't do one sport and then not do the other, and then do the other. It just wouldn't work out. So I think we've seen the last of Connor this year.
Tom, it's always good when we catch up with you, pal. You have a great new year. Thank you for everything you do for us, and we'll talk to you next week.
Well, thank you for having me on, guys, and we'll talk to you next year.
Yes, yeah.
Yeah.
Back at it next year. Yeah. Thanks, Tom.
Thank you.
Tom Kaker, HawkeyeReport.com. Joining us here on the program. All right, Jimmy B.
Yes.
Iowa, let's go to basketball. This basketball team and the Big Ten. We got a lot of Big Ten talk coming up with Ken Silverstein in hour number two. But Iowa, I'm a believer in what I've seen. It's not just that they're beating up on bad teams. I don't think Colorado is particularly good. And McKinley right there, point guard. He's a really nice player. But overall, Colorado's probably an NIT team. I still see enough signs. I saw enough signs that this team was going to be able to make a run. Now, no Connor McCaffrey, though he's playing, what, 13 minutes a game, I think it is, something like that. Even at 13 minutes a game, it's important. They're down in guard depth. They don't have the guards. How are they going to be able to combat this? How are they going to be able to squeeze enough out of Jordan Bohannon, keeping him upright, keeping him healthy? Isaiah Moss, inconsistent play continues this year. Is it Maishi Daly? Is that the key? If I was going to get back in the conversation, is it up to Maishi Daly to be that guy?
I would say so, the way that you have described it. Yes, yes, it would be him. Look, I'm looking at the schedule here for the next five games. Northern Illinois, a team that's okay.
Sure.
Then they get Michigan and Ohio State back-to-back. Look, they're already 0-2 in the Big Ten.
Mm-hmm.
Trent, they can't afford to drop these games at home.
Nope.
And Michigan's good enough to beat them. I don't know if Ohio State is, maybe, but they cannot afford to go even 1-1.
Nope.
They got to win these two. And then you're at Maryland, although Maryland just lost their best player.
Yeah.
And then they're at Illinois. So look, this is not going to be easy for this basketball team and the hole that they have dug themselves. They have lost to some bad teams. And when it comes up, when the NCAA committee sits down, they're going to go, oh, my God, they lost to this team, they lost to this team, they lost to this team. Man, oh, this, they're not in at all.
Well, and the other part, Nicholas Baer was not part of those losses. So
correct.
A majority of those losses. That is something that they do hold, but the Big Ten is so down. It's not only, they have to beat Michigan and Ohio State. They have to do that. You can't afford home losses to middling, those teams I think are between 4th and 8th, excuse me, probably in the Big Ten. So you just can't afford that. And now with the loss of Maryland and you mentioned Jackson going down, you probably got to beat Maryland on the road and Illinois on the road and Rutgers on. I mean, we're talking about a team that probably is going to have to be on a, 10 game winning streak with Purdue coming to town January 20th. That's the reality of what it is. And then you also have to get quality victories. It's not just about piling up 11, 12 wins in the Big Ten, but you need to have a win against a Purdue or a Michigan State in there. They get both of those teams at home this year, but the other thing is you only get two opportunities against the top flight teams, and then everybody else is stuck in the middle. It's intriguing. It's not great basketball being played there, but it is intriguing at the very least.
I'm with you. I'm with you exactly. We'll have to see, obviously, how it all plays out. But you're right. They're going to have to go on an unbelievable run in order to turn heads enough to even get their name mentioned for the dance. I'm with you.
Let's take a time out here. We'll come back on the other side. We got open phone lines for you, 264-1700. You can also get a hold of us on Twitter at Trent Condon. Or at Jimmy B Radio, you can rip on Brinson like I like to do. Still doesn't know how to spell the word lose. Jimmy B.
I sent out a second tweet saying that you rail on me all the time, so that's why I did it one last time.
Nobody believes it. Nobody believes it.
It was great. Absolutely great. Man, oh, man, the Twitter thing just lit up. So from that standpoint, I guess that me doing that paid dividends for dopes out there who really thought it was for real.
It so was for real.
Was
stop. Stop. It was for real. You don't know how
I
to
spell. I sent out another tweet that said, you rail on me. It's on there. Just check it out.
Yes, I know. After I made fun of you, you did it because you can't spell. How can you not spell, Jim? Why do you struggle so much with that?
It's just that one word. That's all.
No, that's not true either. I've seen you try to spell. That is not the truth. Not at all. Regardless, we'll take a quick timeout. We'll come back with more here. It's Jimmy B and TC on 1700 KBGG.
The Dave Ramsey Show on 1700 KBGG is provided by Bowman Shaw Tax and Financial Planning in West Des Moines. They can custom tailor a winning strategy for your money to make the most of your investments and pay the least taxes on your income.
At Wolf Construction, we do many large construction projects across the Midwest, but we started as a roofing company, and we're still a roofing company today. At Wolf Construction, we believe in honest work, a fair price, and work we stand behind. And our 10-year workmanship warranty proves it. We know roofing. With our one-day get-it-done approach, we're known as a roofing machine. Call Wolf Construction for a free estimate at 515-225-8866 or visit us on the web at wolfconstruction.net. At Wolf Construction, we take your roof personally.
Sponsored by Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer. Ready for a bad cold and flu season? A cold is a cold, but flu brings fever. Be prepared with the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer, backed by medical professionals everywhere.
Hi, this is Craig Hodson, Vice President, Market Manager at Cumulus Media Des Moines. Cumulus is a proud sponsor of the Polk City Chamber of Commerce. The Chamber promotes economic development to strengthen the business climate and enhance the quality of life in Polk City. Please join me in welcoming and supporting these members.
Beautiful Savior Lutheran Church, Coldwell Banker, Mid-America Group, Dennis Dietz, HR Approach, LLC, Letch Law Firm, 92.5 Nash Icon, KJJY, P&M Apparel, Polk City Women, S&S Property Service, LLC, Time to Shine Car Wash, TLC Cleaning, Water's Edge Bar and Grill,
the Polk City Chamber of Commerce, and Cumulus Media wish to thank these members. Learn more about the Polk City Chamber of Commerce online at polkcitychamber.com.
Computer, execute 12.4p operation.
Optimizing algorithm. Running encryption packet alpha 99. Oh, I don't feel so good.
What? What is it, computer?
Is it hot in here? It feels hot in here. I feel a little clammy. I should lie down or something.
A computer with a virus? Surprising. What's not surprising? How much you could save by switching to GEICO.
Those oysters Rockefeller were a mistake.
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
You knew the risks when you decided to drive drunk. There could be a crash. People could get hurt or killed. But that didn't stop you, did it? You knew you could get arrested. You could incur huge legal expenses, and you could possibly even lose your job. You were well aware of the consequences of driving drunk. But one thing's for sure. You were wrong when you said it was no big deal. Drive sober or get pulled over. This message brought to you by NHTSA.
1700 KBGG is your home for Kansas City Chiefs football.
Tyreek Hill takes it at the 5. San Diego didn't think he was going to take it. Here he goes. He's at the 25-30. They block a punter. The cheat is gone. They can't get to him. Tyreek Hill stays on the right boundary. 10-5. Touchdown, Kansas City.
The voice of the Kansas City Chiefs, Mitch Holtis, joins myself, Trent Condon, and Ken Miller each Thursday at 1:40 on your home for Chiefs football, 1700 KBGG.
Easter Seals Iowa provides support for children and adults with disabilities in our community. From the fun of Camp Sunnyside to employment and daily living skills, Easter Seals provides a wide range of support to promote independence.
We have so much fun out in the sun here at Camp Sunnyside.
Learn more at EasterSealsIA.org.
Are you in the mood for real, classic, homemade Italian food? Well, I have the spot for you. It's Villaggio. Two locations. The newest location in Urbandale, 2675 100th Street. The original in Norwalk. Classic dishes like cavatelli, spaghetti, lasagna, and vodka rigatoni. Top-notch pizza and awesome sandwiches. A great happy hour and Italian done right. Villaggio.
You don't need more sports, but you want more sports.
Rockstar Satellite can fix that with free next-day installation on DirecTV. Call Rockstar Satellite 515-262-STAR. Call today for next-day installation, 515-262-STAR.
Guys, are you ready to begin your journey to live life better? Are you feeling tired and worn down, or looking to improve performance and drive in the bedroom? Looking to burn fat and gain muscle? Then it's time to contact New Leaf Wellness. New Leaf Wellness offers a free, no-obligation consultation. Dr. Robert Seaman and the New Leaf staff will help craft a plan dedicated to you. From testosterone replacement therapy, advanced weight loss, to nutritional therapy, New Leaf Wellness strives to find the plan that will improve your quality of life. Dr. Robert Seaman and New Leaf Wellness, give them a call today at 515-650-1358. Again, 515-650-1358 for New Leaf Wellness. One more time, 515-650-1358. It's time to live life better with New Leaf Wellness. Call 515-650-1358. That's 515-650-1358.
If you're sick and tired of the same old delivery options, I have an idea for you. It's Food Dudes Delivery. Food Dudes Delivery delivers for restaurants that normally don't deliver food. And with over 50 restaurants across the metro, Food Dudes Delivery can find whatever you're craving. And for listeners of Jimmy B and TC, $2 off any order of $20 or more. Just use the coupon code JBTC. That's JBTC for $2 off your next order of $20 or more. Food Dudes Delivery. Online, Food Dudes Delivery.
Real sports talk for real sports fans. It's Jimmy B and TC. Here's Jim and Trent.
Welcome back, everybody. We still have in the 5 o'clock hour Ken Silverstein and Derek Peck on the way. Open phones right now if you'd like to get on with us at 264-1700. Again, that is 264-1700. Trent, we're sitting here watching the Camping World Bowl, and I got a feeling this game's going to be like the first team to 50. Virginia Tech leads at 7-3 over Oklahoma State, and we still have 6 minutes to go in the first quarter.
Back and forth, a little Big 12 ACC action here. So you think it's going to be that high scoring, huh? I have a feeling, yeah. Bud Foster, he might get that defense settled in here a little bit. They were able to get the stop. What I'm hoping more importantly, though, is a couple of big games out of my fantasy guys. That's what I'm keeping an eye on here tonight. Is got some guys going. Had A.J. Dillon yesterday for Boston College. He had a nice night for me, so that's what I'll be keeping an eye on. More bowl games this evening. Big East basketball continues. They had their opener last night. A couple more games there. There's a lot going on, which is a good thing. It's always good to be busy.
I like that Seton Hall Creighton matchup tonight. Yeah. That's pretty entertaining. Yeah, that's good. That's good. So you got Iowa done and a win in the Pinstripe Bowl. This weekend, you have Iowa State playing against Memphis in Memphis at the Liberty Bowl, their home field. Game is sold out. You can't get a ticket. It's going to be an electric atmosphere. Do you see this game, with the way that Memphis can score, being also similar to the first to 50 wins?
I don't. I think this is going to be a lot lower scoring than a lot of people anticipate. And I was talking with Jason Symbol earlier today from out in Vegas, and he was telling me, even though their total is huge in this game, they have it at 66.5 out there, they're still getting money on the over. But I'd be on the other side. It's not going to be warm. Going to be a chillier day out there. I think the Iowa State defense, we've seen just how much better it is than people realize this year. And and it's a step up in competition for Memphis, too. Yeah, very prolific. That offense can score. You look at what they did over the back half of the season. 42 at Houston, 56 against Tulane, 41 at Tulsa, 66 against SMU, 70 against East Carolina, and then the 55 in that overtime game against Central Florida. They can score, but the Iowa State defense has shown enough mettle, and what they've done with their defensive front, the improvements that they made in just leaps and bounds this year with Jakon Bailey and on and on and on. The front, the defensive line did such a good job of making an impact this season that I don't see Memphis going up and down the field. Now, I could still see it being, 35-31, something like that, but no, I don't think it's going to be a game up in the 50s or anything in that realm, no.
Okay, fair enough with that. This is an opportunity now for a second-year coach at Iowa State, Matt Campbell, to really make a statement. All of these players that are on this team and the seniors have never played in a bowl game. So this is something that I think Iowa State will really take a lot of pride in trying to win this game.
Yeah, I mean, really? You hear that narrative all the time, but then there's the other side that you could come out and just say, well, they're happy to be there, and they haven't been to a bowl game before, and they're just going to enjoy the experience, and you go down that one. We don't really know going into these bowl games where the motivation is going to be and who's just happy to be there, those kind of things. I think, I don't know. Do you believe in those kind of narratives? I just...
Sometimes, yeah. I mean, I'm buying into it for this particular game, just knowing what it means to the seniors, just like Iowa in yesterday's game. I bought into it because they were playing a team that they had a legitimate chance to beat, and they did. And I'm buying in because it was, again, the opportunity to send the seniors out who hadn't experienced a bowl victory. So that's why I'm going to buy into this. Now, I'm not going to predict until we get till tomorrow, but I am going to buy into that narrative that this game means an awful lot to the Iowa State coaching staff and to the players.
Well, then where was that theme in the first half of the game for Iowa yesterday?
Well, I know. That's why I was so impressed with what they did in the second half. You know, I mean, they were, if you look at the stats, you would have thought Boston College won this game.
Yes.
But the way that Iowa shut down Boston College ground attack in the second half, that's what I mean. That's what made it so impressive to me.
Interesting.
And I have a feeling that may be a similar scenario. Look, you've already been on record saying you really like Iowa State's defense,
mm-hmm.
and the way that they have come on. I'm with you on that. But, man, Memphis at home and how explosive that offense is. A lot of guys that you see coming out of the interview sessions, even though he's not Baker Mayfield, but they're saying that he has similar skills to Baker Mayfield, meaning the Memphis quarterback. And, I mean, if that's the case, if he's, you know, in that so-called category, that's a lot. That's a big undertaking to try to slow that guy down.
So this win leading to another step forward, it does. Mm-hmm. Does a Liberty Bowl victory, does a win against a Group of Five team, does it do a whole lot in the grand scheme of things, or is it just another kind of building block for Matt Campbell?
I think it's a building block. I don't think people are going to, you know, run around the country saying, look what we did at the Liberty Bowl, Iowa State fans. You know, they're not doing that. I think it's a building block. Just like what, you know, Iowa fans are hoping from the Pinstripe Bowl. Look, all they did was bitch. That's all you ever heard, Trent. And then when they won the game, it was like euphoria. So Iowa State is different from this standpoint because they got so bad under Paul Rhodes, and then how quickly Campbell in his second year has been able to flip that with the wins that they have had and how impressive those victories were. So I just think that if Iowa State gets a win in this game over Memphis, a top team in the ACC, then is it the American Conference? Yes, the ACC, right? No.
AAC.
AAC.
The American. AAC. The American is what
they
prefer.
The American. Yeah, I'm safer with that. You're correct. The American. So I just think that it would be a real building block for what Matt Campbell and his coaching staff have gotten started already.
Well, that is Saturday. Before that, though, we have the Big 12 matchup in basketball, as it will be Kansas State coming to town tomorrow. Tweeted it out as the opening lines came out earlier today, at least offshore, Jimmy B. And mm-hmm. Iowa State installed as a slight 2-point favorite in this one. Tight game, tight point spread. Think it's going to be a good one. We talked about, you know, the last couple of days, what the environment is going to be here, but an important one. And we talk about the importance of this game. This might be more important than the Liberty Bowl. I really believe that. A win or loss in the Liberty Bowl is not going to define this season, is not going to define the program going forward. But a win here, you're at least mm-hmm. continuing to make those inroads and give yourself a chance to be an NCAA tournament team.
You know, now that you frame it like that, that is correct. I mean, what Iowa State has accomplished this year, will it leave a sour taste in a lot of people's mouths if they lose the Liberty Bowl? Yes. But when you revisit the season and realize what they accomplished, you're correct in that. The basketball game tomorrow night, and as short roster that they have, I haven't seen anything yet on Hans Brace. Mm-hmm. I believe he's going to try to play, but there's been nothing confirmed on that yet. With what, 6, 7, 8 guys tops? That's what they got to go against Kansas State. Trent, they get into any kind of foul trouble and it's over.
Yeah, they're going to be down and just not a whole lot out there. It's a good point and something that this team needs. They need Brace back. They need Jacoby Long back. They need all the pieces that they have. It's not an overly deep team. When you only go 9 deep, you need to have everybody out there. You got Tally still working through some things. Mm-hmm. It can go south very quickly. And a Kansas State team, you know, Brown's back. He's a nice, solid player. It's a decent team, but if you're going to be in the conversation for a tournament, this is a team you have to beat.
I agree with you on that. On your home court, absolutely. Yes, this is a team that you have to get. There's no question in my mind about that. And then what? They got Texas after that, right?
Yep. It'll be Texas after that. That'll be on Monday night as we'll be off for New Year's Day. The bowl games will be going on, the college football playoff semifinals. And Iowa State's playing. Come on, Big 12. Can't you schedule better than that?
Yeah, really.
But you know what?
Wow.
I'll end up watching, I have a feeling, a lot of that game against Texas, too, especially if Iowa State does win tomorrow night. If they get that, they're mm-hmm. at 1-0, a chance to get off to the good start. I'll probably end up watching a lot of that, especially if the football game isn't nearly as compelling.
Right, but we both believe that both games should be terrific. I mean, that's the way that we look at it headed into the weekend, absolutely. But if there is a blowout in a game, which team do you think would register the blowout? Would it be Clemson-Alabama game, or would it be the Oklahoma-Georgia game?
I guess I would think probably Georgia-Oklahoma, and it'd probably be Georgia blowing out Oklahoma. I think if we're going to see a blowout, beat that. I think Clemson, Alabama is going to be decently close one way or the other. I can't see either team winning more than a couple of scores. You know, it could get away late, but I think it'll be relatively tight in that one. But if the Georgia defense is as legit as it appears, and the Oklahoma offense just can't get going, we've seen that happen before to Oklahoma, that thing could get ugly in a hurry. On top of it, the Oklahoma defense still isn't very good. So if I had to pick a blowout, it'd be that one. I'd be going with Georgia with the blowout. We still got a couple of days to talk about that. 5 o'clock hour right around the corner. It joins us next here, Jimmy B and TC.
And Brandon Tierney.
We are Tiki and Tierney, giving you the big scoop on all the games. Afternoons on the Big Talker, 1700 KBGG. Boom!
At Wolf Construction, we do many large construction projects across the Midwest, but we started as a roofing company, and we're still a roofing company today. At Wolf Construction, we don't just show up with a dumpster and trailer in your driveway. We arrive with a business card in hand, ready to take care of your home. Whether it's a simple roof repair, a complete re-roofing project, or a new construction project, Wolf Construction can handle the job. Call Wolf Construction at 515-225-8866 or visit us on the web at wolfconstruction.net. We're a roofing machine.
When you hear Washer Systems of Iowa, you think about pressure washers. But Washer Systems of Iowa does so much more. Industrial floor care equipment, waste oil heaters, water heaters, accessories and parts, washers, used equipment, along with repair, preventative maintenance, and operator training. Selling and servicing commercial cleanup equipment for 29 years, Washer Systems of Iowa. And the presenting sponsor for you and I, head coach Ben Jacobson, each Monday on 1700. Visit their showroom at 6050 North East 14th Street in Des Moines, or online, washersystems.com.
Sponsored by Account Temps. Tis the season for year-end projects and increased workloads. Account Temps has perfectly matched candidates that make closing out the year a breeze. Visit accounttemps.com to learn more. Account Temps, a Robert Half company.
By the time that we got up there, his room was filled with smoke.
The wind had blown and drifted the snow up against the side of my house, blocking the exhaust from my furnace.
I heard the smoke alarm going off in my friend's apartment.
Without the Kidde smoke alarm, my son would not be here today.
And had it not been for that carbon monoxide detector, they would come to school and not have their teacher there.
I grabbed my fire extinguisher and put out the fire.
Kidde makes technology that saves lives.
Get these essential products at the Home Depot.
This is John Greenhut, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. Even better, there's no messy strips or trays that you'll have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-679-0969. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-679-0969. That's 1-800-679-0969.
I just saved hundreds of dollars by switching to Geico. I've never felt more alive.
Disclaimer, Geico cannot guarantee you will feel more alive. You either possess functioning respiratory and circulatory systems, or you do not, or you are a zombie. If you are indeed a brain-starved zombie and you would like to save money on car insurance, the Geico legal team applaud your excellent life choices, even in your shambling afterlife. But we strongly encourage you to visit geico.com or download the Geico app. Please stay a minimum of 500 feet away from our large and presumably delicious, delicious brains.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Black and Cardinal Divide is the first website dedicated to the Cy-Hawk rivalry. We cover both the Hawkeyes and the Cyclones.
This is Cody, and I cover Iowa State.
And I'm Derek, his younger brother, who covers the Hawkeyes.
We'd like to encourage you to jump over to bcdivide.com. Tune in Wednesdays and Thursday nights as we will talk all things Cyclones and Hawkeyes.
Jump over to bcdivide.com. Join us for daily banter and our social media pages at bcdivide. As brothers and fans of different teams, we grew up with a heated Cy-Hawk rivalry within our own family.
Join us at bcdivide.com to embrace the rivalry.
You don't need more sports, but you want more sports.
Rockstar Satellite can fix that with free next day installation on DirecTV. Call Rockstar Satellite 515-262-STAR. Call today for next day installation 515-262-STAR.
Hey, it's Trent Condon here from Jimmy B and TC. If you've been talking and thinking about improving your health, I have an idea for you. Do what I did. Call New Leaf Wellness. My weight had been increasing, my endurance during workouts was waning, and I was just feeling sluggish. New Leaf Wellness put together a program to help me lose weight, improve my energy, and they can do the same for you. Call New Leaf Wellness today at 515-650-1358 to schedule a free, no obligation consultation. That's 515-650-1358 for New Leaf Wellness. And tell them TC sent you.
Dave, what are you doing?
Just sending a gift to Dave 2037.
Who?
Me in the future. I save a little money from every paycheck as a gift to Dave 2037, so he can spend it on things like anti-gravity boots or a hologram Doberman. Something cool like that. I think Dave 2037 deserves it. He worked hard. What are you getting Steve 2037?
I guess I was thinking Steve 2037 would just fend for himself.
Well, all right. But don't expect to be borrowing my anti-gravity boots.
You want to have money in your future? You got to start saving now. Putting some money from every paycheck into a savings account or contributing to your 401k can make a big difference later. Put away a few bucks, feel like $1 million. For free ideas and easy ways to save, go to feedthepig.org. That's
feedthepig.org.
Hey, let's just hope Steve 2037 doesn't get his hands on a cold time machine, because he is going to